And that's what happens when the DHL guy comes to the door during the sports blizzard. Sorry about that, everybody. Okay, first blunder of the day, and I don't think it's going to be the last. Sorry about that, everybody. How long was that? Was Thunderstruck over?
About 20 seconds.
Oh, okay, so not too bad.
If I teach you how to use Sam, you can plug all those songs in that you can play automatically.
If I... okay.
I'm just... to make it easier, that's all. Just to make it easier for you. I know I'm the only journalist and engineer here, but I can help you out.
Here we go.
Yeah, I can help you out. I'm the only broadcast journalist here at Hollis.
You're not going to commandeer this show like you do the other one.
But you commandeer my show all the time, so I can do it.
I'd pay for it
two or three times.
I'd commandeer his show all the time, just because.
So a little bit of a clusterfuck starting out, but hey, let's get through our sponsors here real quick.
There's a sheep.
All right, Rob's already been muted. And I have control over this one.
Awkward.
Miller Lite, if you are drinking beer, you are drinking Miller Lite. If you're not drinking Miller Lite, we want you to drink Yards. Yards Brewery, their new facility and brewery right here at 5th and Spring Garden. Beautiful new building and amazing place to go if you want to take a tour. They have those on Saturdays and Sundays. Good sponsors of the show and of the Green Legion. If you're not drinking beer and you're drinking vodka, make sure it is stateside. Distilled right here in beautiful Fishtown, Philadelphia section. 422 Jeep Limerick, our good friend Mike McVeigh, who's a sports guy. He'll be at our tailgate this weekend. Come down, start talking sports. Come out of the building with a $45,000 Jeep. It's just how it works, everybody. Bucks County Baseball Company. It is not too late to get deliveries in time for Christmas. BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. Their website is even bigger than their shop, which is kind of amazing. Make sure you patronize all the Cavanaugh's restaurants. Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, which is closed for the season, will reopen in late April. Head House off of South Street. Rittenhouse, our good friends between 18th and 19th on Sansom Street. Our buddy Paul working the bar downstairs. And, of course, Diaz and I, our old stomping ground at 39th and Sansom, the University City Cavanaugh's run by Brian Pavlicek. Make sure you guys get up there and check them out. Do not forget about our friends at Delilah's, especially tonight, because as soon as these two shows are over, we are going over to the holiday party. And it is nice that the Thomas is dressed up for the occasion.
All the time.
I don't know what's going on.
Don't worry. It's not
and, of course, our good friends in Manayunk at Bourbon Blue, bottom of the hill, number 2, Rector Street, top of the hill. The Bayou and Cactus, and of course our good friends at the Manayunk Sport and Social Club, the most social sport club in Philadelphia. And of course, don't forget about our friends at City Fitness Philadelphia, our buddy Ken Davies. All of his locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and Market East. Boys, it's a good day.
Yeah, it is.
Very good.
Awesome.
Very
good day.
I mean... you know, the Flyers won last night.
It's about time.
Right into our run sheet.
Is that on there?
Yeah, Philadelphia Flyers. It's our year, volume 43.
I thought we were going to volume 44 since we got rid of the coach and the GM. And we actually hired an outside entity.
No. It's just every year since 75 that they haven't won a title.
I know, but it's like we was going to go to 44 since we went outside the box this time. Because from what you guys tell me
all
about
right, Hollis got muted already.
Someone's in a mood.
I know. Yeah.
It's that time of the month again.
I'm
hungover from our little visit to Delilah's last night.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I was on
radio this morning, too, though.
Oh, yeah, you got up early.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
You are a sick son of a bitch.
He's calling you out.
and I have yet to have a nap. I'm a man.
Wow. That's surprising.
I'm a man. No.
You want the small violin or the big violin for that?
There's usually a princess nap in there somewhere for him.
Yes, it is. This is normally a good one.
Rob, he wants to do Oklahoma drill with you, not the big violin or the little
I'm not
violin.
Dumb enough to try to ask him to do an Oklahoma drill. You did that, not me. You did that. I know my limits, okay?
That's fucking great. Oh, shit. But anyway, yeah, the Flyers won last night. Now they're 13-15-4, which means they're 13-19. With 4 honorable mention ribbons, as Diaz would put it.
At least the guy got his, was it Carter? Got his first win?
Carter Hart. You don't even know the name of the goalie?
Jesus. That's how much Carter. I pay attention to the Flyers.
He's like, Carter
yes.
What?
Well, in all fairness, we don't really concern ourselves too much on the show with the Flyers.
There's more highlights from Gritty.
I'll tell you.
Tell him again.
I will tell you right now, I'd rather talk Perky League.
Please
than the Flyers.
Oh, that you hate hockey that much?
I hate hockey that much.
Well, if you're talking, okay.
I hate Flyers hockey that much. I hate the system. I hate the people that are in place.
And what they're doing to the fans.
And the fans give them a hall pass every year.
Yeah.
Every year. Now, they're starting to realize they're losing people like me that were, you know.
Their attendance is down by about 200.
200.
About 200 people. I mean, it's down. It's going down.
It's
trending down.
It's going to get worse. But I just think the entire establishment, the entire company that runs this show is a bunch of jerk-offs, to be honest with you.
It sucks.
To put it lightly.
We went over this before. It's nothing new. Nothing. The only thing that is new is each Philadelphia Flyers re-energized attitude for the new season, because next year it'll be Philadelphia Flyers, it's our year, volume 44.
They still have the Ice Girl, so they got that going for them.
Dude, Gritty is Gritty is the best thing on that team, isn't he?
Yes,
that's
he
sad.
Is.
I noticed Hollis is all Phillied up right now.
I got a new hat.
I saw that.
I did get a new hat. Francis.
See, you should wear hats more often. Then you don't have to wipe the sweat off your dome.
Well, no, I do that while I'm outside, because then it keeps it my dome from
You good?
Do you get frost up there?
I got it on now.
Oh, you do. Okay.
You get frost up there?
It gets pretty bad. And then I end up getting a cold and the sniffles and stuff. So.
Didn't you see his video from Instagram last week when he got off at the airport in St. Louis?
My head was steaming.
Yeah. I was stocking Hollis on Hollis.
It was steaming.
Now we know who the Instagram stalker is here.
Duh.
In between porn stars. That hasn't changed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody want to add anything about the Flyers? Can we say no and move the fuck on?
No and move the fuck on. No.
Immediately?
Agreed.
Yeah, we can move on.
I second the motion.
My headset's going in.
It's going in up.
Yeah. Is yours? Anybody else's?
No,
I'm good.
Great.
Too many drugs for Quimby.
Don't let that fool you. Not enough. 76ers playing the Knicks tonight. Diaz is a traitor. Left us again.
Who?
Diaz. He's a dick.
Who's that?
He's scared of you, Hollis.
I know.
He's scared of you.
Since that Markelle Fultz ordeal went down.
He's been running the other way.
He's been running like a...
Yeah.
What's the update on Fultz?
Nothing, really.
They got problems with his mother. Did you read about that?
Oh, God.
Well, his mother was the reason that him and his coach are
What's going on with her?
She's been throwing like temper tantrums in stores and controlling them and all kinds of stuff. It's almost like a Lindros situation all over again, where his parents are controlling him.
Yeah.
Wasn't there interest in other teams, or was that smoke and mirrors?
It was Detroit. Yeah. I mentioned something, but I think they're going to botch it up and ask for something that he's not worth.
Yeah.
That's probably what's going to happen more than anything else.
Like a bag of balls, right?
Yeah pretty much. Is that low hanging balls? Because they get the high ones that don't drop. So man, it's just when you look at it, and then all of a sudden his mom comes into the picture.
Yeah, that's more crap that you have to deal with.
I don't understand parents and athletes. You know, it's the Manning syndrome.
Yeah,
it never came back to haunt him, but I really wish it did. You know, Eli, I won't go play in San Diego. Why not? Yeah. You're supposed to be the cornerstone of the franchise.
Yeah,
it's not
much.
Good enough, so you're saying that you coming there is not good enough to make that team a championship team.
You know he wasn't the first to do that, don't you?
Oh, of course not. Elway.
You know your history. I like that.
And not
I don't remember who Elway said he wouldn't go to.
He would not go to the Colts.
The Colts.
Yeah, the Colts.
And Bo Jackson did it.
Bo Jackson.
He refused to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, he refused to go to Tampa Bay.
That's right.
That's why he played baseball.
Yeah, he played baseball. Okay.
That's why he initially played baseball. And then Charlie Ward just said he didn't want to play. He didn't want to play in the period in the NFL. Don't even draft him.
Yeah.
He was a Heisman Trophy. And the one guy who was a quarterback guru, Bill Walsh, wanted him to play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to play bad.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did anyone really care about the Heisman this year?
Not really.
The quarterback in Oklahoma.
I like him, though. I like the kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were in Dallas when they announced that. We were out at a restaurant. Right. And I don't know. A lot of people – you heard Al Bernays, which is like one of the highest-end steakhouses there,
right,
kind of erupted a little bit, I guess, because – I don't know, the Texas OU
rivalry.
Yeah, I think he's probably got a contract for baseball.
He's already got like $5 or $6 million.
He's already drafted.
You know what? Hey, I got to be honest with you. If I was, think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm. Go baseball.
Go fucking baseball, man. Yeah.
Mark Schlereth told his kid, go play baseball.
Guaranteed contracts, longevity.
Yep. It depends.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah, actually, you know what? It depends.
You got to make it.
Health-wise.
And then on that, you're still playing almost 200 games.
Right.
In 6 months. Yeah. That's a lot of fucking games.
Not even make the majors and still get a good signing bonus.
You're standing still.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean,
you don't have Hollis running after you every play.
He's better than anybody else. It's still a thing of you having to be there.
I got to be honest with you. When I'm in the kitchen making some food and I have to take a shit, I'm running to first base, which is all the way on the other side of my apartment to my bathroom. So, you know, I can do that all day.
Thanks for sharing.
No problem.
That was pretty graphic.
Whatever. when is that not taking place? So what do we think of the Sixers so far? I know they got beat up by San Antonio the other night.
Yeah, they're like 1-3 in their last four games.
Yeah, they're not playing that well. They're not looking too good. But they also Butler was out for a little while there, right?
Yeah, for a couple of those games.
Their bench sucks.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's what's going to come back to bite him in the ass. They're letting those guys go off the bench, those role players.
Yeah, that's what I was telling. That's what I was mentioning.
Well, that's
last
why
week.
Ball
a
bag
with the,
bag.
With the
or bag of balls.
Jimmy Butler trade. Yeah. It was. I think they gave up too much for him to be perfect.
Well,
especially him playing 1 year too. Go ahead.
No, it's you're right, but you know it's still the move you had to make to get that third guy.
I mean, but they weren't right there. That's my whole thing. They weren't in a situation to where they were right there to where it's okay. We get him. We want to. Worst case scenario to the championship,
and but also the with him not signing the deal, this it's like you're really leasing him for a year. If this Markelle Fultz thing goes down the way it's continually going down, do you really want to play here?
Well, think about the money you got rid of with Covington,
right?
Yeah,
all right. Saric wasn't making any.
I mean, they weren't really paying anybody.
Yeah.
Other than Covington.
They've been below sea level for a long time.
Oh, yeah, no.
Go spend some bread.
I think with this move, they're in a better striking position.
Yeah.
They weren't going to be there this year regardless. And Butler doesn't get them there. Toronto's just too good right now.
Oh my god! And then the way that they got destroyed. You watched the San Antonio game?
I did.
The ball was just total destruction. Did you see that?
Yeah, but early, like they got out to a good lead, and then when they yanked everybody out, it was like the Titanic went down.
Speaking of the Titanic, you know they're in 2020. They're sending the Titanic 2 out.
Yeah, I saw.
I'm
that.
Going. No, I'm just playing.
I go. I'm
for real.
I do it.
I'm not. What, you can know we, what? Can we do the first one?
Can we do the podcast? Can we walk?
No, sorry, sorry.
Wear top coats.
I'll call in.
We almost were going to do a show on a boat once. It never happened though. We have bad luck with boats.
We don't like to talk about sinking ships in this present company.
Yeah, we don't want you to. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
It's kind of like waiting for somebody to get on a plane and talk about the most horrible plane crash you ever heard about.
Have you ever sat down with anybody on a plane that starts talking about a plane crash? Literally want to backslap the shit out. What are you talking about?
They give them this look like it was like the look of shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I got to admit, I'm no longer afraid of that on a plane because my cousin's a pilot. He goes, literally the odds of you getting in a plane crash, you literally have a better chance of hitting the lottery. So I feel pretty confident when I go on a plane now.
Let's talk even about the odds of the person getting backslapped, though.
Check that.
Yeah, but I think the most problems with those plane crashes are like those private and charter. Well, not chartered, but private.
Don't say charter.
When I say charter, like private, where it's like three or four passengers, not saying.
Oh, the smaller planes.
Yeah, the smaller planes, or the person that that one pilot has that one oops.
Or if you're a Kennedy and you start driving at night or flying at night, you've only had your pilot's license for like 2 months.
Yeah.
And you kind of go down. It all happened.
In flames.
Or the one baseball player that flew into a building in New York City. I can't remember which baseball player it was for the Yankees.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh God. The catcher.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
Or the kid who.
Raleigh Fingers?
Raleigh Fingers.
This was like 12 years ago.
No, it wasn't.
Oh. No, there was a guy.
What was that?
Thurman Munson died.
Thurman Munson.
But he wasn't flying a plane. There's another guy. I'll have to look it up.
It was also Roy Holiday.
They say he was playing.
He was having much fun.
He was having too much
fun. Who was?
Roy Holiday.
Yeah. What was he doing?
He was going up and down.
He was going up and down, and he was going way too close.
Yeah.
to the water anyway.
Corey Lytle?
Yeah. That's okay. Who it is.
Was he a pitcher?
Yes, Corey Lytle was a pitcher.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, I'd be scared to, like,
who's
oh, yeah.
Ted? Who's Ted Lilly?
Ted Lilly?
He's a football player. I thought he was.
Our Phillies correspondent, Chris Sack, who's going to be calling in a little bit, Ted Lilly.
Was that the guy that won the Heisman?
What about Eric Crouch die something like that? How did Eric Crouch pass away?
And then Theodore Roosevelt.
And it was another
Lilly.
And it was another kicker from either Nebraska or somewhere who died in a plane crash.
Chris goes, Corey Lytle, you're right. Whoops. Do we want to talk anything else, basketball?
Nah, we could pretty much skip around. Because Diaz is bitching up and staying over at the basketball game and just playing us close. Like
who's the guy that blocked LeBron, though, last night? That was impressive. I'm surprised you're not on that.
I didn't even see it. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's one block.
It's one block.
It's like, come on.
It's one block.
So what? It's a block. Will Chamberlain got his pass blocked before. Michael Jordan. They didn't have a big news story about it.
Well, we're going to have one now then, damn it. Just because you're bitching. They're not bitching.
Yeah, but it seemed like they made a lot of it, like, repeatedly.
Thank you, Pops.
All through the news. It was like, come on, talk about something else.
That's true. I'm starting to like Pops better than you, Rex.
I thought that was pretty easy at this point.
I was like, what the hell could they ask LeBron about it? He was like, it's going to happen. I mean, okay, move on to the next thing. He didn't block the other 38 points he had.
Yes.
I mean.
That's it, right?
Good point. Good point.
If you're pissed off about the 40th point, you should have been mad about the first 38.
Is this our correspondent?
Uh-oh. They hung up on him?
I did it by accident.
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of like
did you just hang up on him?
I did by accident.
Kyrie Irving getting mad at the one guy shooting the three-pointer.
Son of an onion.
Yeah, he was trying to go for 50 points on.
Yeah.
He threw the basketball in the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, what about the other 48 points?
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving. Yeah.
We talking about being a sore loser.
Yeah, complete. Chris Sack, our official Sports Blizzard Phillies correspondent. How are you today?
Good evening, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Hey, pretty good.
How you doing, Chris?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, please. You're part. You're unfortunately part of this fucking rabble now. So.
Please make us feel like we don't know anything about the Phillies.
Yeah. Could we were talking in the green room before the show, and I said, oh, here we go. That's great. Chris is going to call in and make us seem like fucking toddlers when it comes to baseball knowledge again, especially the Phillies.
Well, no, they're the Manny Machado guy. I do not want him.
Uh oh,
you're a smart man, Hollis.
I do not want him.
I'd rather have
Bryce Harper.
Well, on that note,
you're not
Chris,
right. You're not wrong by that.
Give us the news on the Machado and Harper fronts. What do you know? What have you seen? What have you heard?
Well, from what I'm hearing is Bryce Harper is more interested in going to the Dodgers than anywhere else. Now the Dodgers are trying to make some moves. They're trying to get rid of some of their outfield depth, which means they're going to have to trade like guys like Yasiel Puig and Jock Peterson to try and bring him in there. From the last that I heard. On the Manny Machado front, he met with the Yankees today. He met with the White Sox on Monday, and he's going to be meeting with the Phillies tomorrow. Gabe Kapler was in town yesterday and today. I heard him on with Hollis this morning. Yeah. Yesterday he was in town because they were introducing McCutchen to the Philadelphia media. And then tomorrow they're going to be wooing Manny Machado. I'm right there with Hollis, and I expressed that to you guys last week. I would much rather have Bryce Harper. But in my eyes, the front office, they have to pull down one of these two guys. If they don't, it's going to be a huge disappointment to the fan base, especially, you know, long-suffering season ticket holders such as myself. It would be nice to have one of those guys in here and say what you will about Machado, but really this whole hustling thing has only become an issue since the postseason when he opened up his mouth.
Right.
First 6-7 years of his career, you didn't hear anything about that.
Right, but when you think about it, was that not the stupidest thing you ever heard?
In your free agent year?
Yeah, but in your free agent year, but not only that, in a damn World Series. You're in the World Series.
This is a
once-in-a-lifetime thing, man.
I'm not busting it down the line.
I'm not busting it down the line to break and pop a hamstring. If you don't get your happy ass down, man, come on.
Did we just get a Deion Sanders? Come on, man.
Come on, man. Go ahead.
But if I had my druthers, I would much rather have Harper. But it's just a little bit it's a little skeptical right now when Harper is kind of non-existent and laying in the weeds. I mean, the only time I've seen him for this whole entire offseason is College Game Day. I think he was making, you know, picks in a random town somewhere down south. He was out in Ohio State. He was making, you know, game day picks as a celebrity picker. But outside of that, they have to nail one of these two. If not, I'm going to be disappointed. But at that point, then my expectation level goes up next year, and you better go out and you better get a Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, that was the name you brought up last week.
Good.
Well, here's the question, though. I mean,
yes, sir.
It's evident that I think everybody would rather have Harper.
Yeah.
Me too.
I would rather have Harper. Sorry.
It's okay. You can hear it flapping.
Oh, my bad. You know why I would rather have Harper? Well, one, he would energize the team in general. Because we still wearing Utley jerseys, Utley and Ryan Howard jerseys. It's nobody. If you go buy a Philly jersey, you see what I got on right now.
Nobody. What jersey would you buy?
I buy a Jimmy Rollins jersey because he's better than both those players.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what you see. Go ahead.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Okay. When you think of the faces of the game,
right?
Okay, who the true superstars of baseball right now?
Mike Trout and
what are the
Harper.
Top two names that come to your mind?
Harper and Trout.
There you go. Harper is the box office hit.
Yeah.
He is the guy that, and plus. Come on, let's not act like the guy hasn't killed us the last 7 years in his ballpark.
God.
Okay, think about the numbers this guy will put up if he has
won 45
home games here a year.
He's a 40-plus home run hitter every season with that right field.
Oh my God,
100%. But do you wind up putting yourself in a position where you have to overpay for him? In which case, it's going to saddle you. When you need to bring in the other pieces, that's the concern. Like, because what's going to happen is way they're pulling him away from the Dodgers is with $400 million.
Yeah, but in baseball though, does it really matter? I mean, there's a luxury tax, but you can spend money as much as you want in baseball. I mean, pretty much the Red Sox, three out of their four championships, the Red Sox had to pay a luxury tax after the season. The only championship that they've won in the last 14 years. Where they didn't have to pay luxury tax back to the back to the game was 2013, 04, 07, and this past season they've owed money, and I think there's been only a few teams in the last 15 years since they've started doing the luxury tax that had not had to pay back luxury tax money at the end of the season. You got to go out and buy it sometimes, and this is the time, and they've been putting us through garbage the last 5 years especially. We haven't made the postseason since 2011. They need to go out, and there's no excuse. When the owner says, I'm going to spend money and I'm going to be stupid about it, and then you go out and, listen, nothing against Andrew McCutchen, nothing against Gene Segura, but that does nothing for us. I mean, they're good complementary pieces for right now.
Right.
You need to get a piece that's going to sell tickets, and if you don't get that guy, the fan base is going to be disappointed. They're going to be looking at John Middleton and Matt Klentak and saying, you guys are pretty inept at what you do.
Well, okay, now hold on, because here's the real, let's talk about that, because we didn't spend too much time on Sixers and Flyers, so we have a little bit. Does everybody realize how much money there is not in ticket sales?
All right. Not much.
It's the television contract. It's all about TV contracts.
It's all about the shared TV revenue.
Right.
I think ticket sales after, now obviously suite sales, but you're going to get that one way or the other if you're a smart negotiator and you got a good ballpark. But after gear, after concessions, after sponsorships, it literally winds up like fifth or sixth on the list of where your revenue is coming from. Special events. You know, them hosting a Billy Joel concert is going to pull in more fucking dough than 2 weeks of games.
Oh, wow.
Well, think about it. Your general admission for a baseball game is $14.
Ooh. Wow.
Your general admission for a Billy Joel concert is $140.
And how many seats?
Plus, you have the whole field to sell out.
They can sell the field,
too. Yeah, they can sell
tickets. I paid a lot of money to see Roger Waters.
Yeah.
I didn't pay anything to see.
No, that was that was a good show.
I didn't pay anything to see the boss.
So does it even? I mean,
I've seen the boss too, Hollis.
And Billy Joel.
Does it even matter?
I've seen Billy Joel too. I Actually,
all right, we're going to have this Billy rock and roll legend time. Fucking resume conversation later. Hollis is over in the back fucking corner laughing his ass off at me right now. Does it, I mean, it matters for the fan base. I get that. Does it matter so much for revenue? I don't think so.
Can I ask, I have a quick question. And it's not really even a question. It's kind of a statement. If they don't get one of these guys, I bet we do a lot of broadcasts from the game in the NovaCare broadcast booth. If they don't get any of these guys, it's going to lose a lot more of the fan base than you think, because they already don't believe in them right now. Because they haven't got anybody. And they haven't got anybody to bring the people in. It's like they've been doing all these gimmicky things, the fireworks days, the giveaways, the birthday of the Fanatic.
Chinese-American Day.
Well, they've been doing that since the inception.
And all types of giveaways. But see, I'm there like on a weekly basis, and I'm seeing all these giveaways. You know how many damn hats and T-shirts I got?
Yeah.
That's just random shit?
Yeah, like, you know how much stuff Webster's running around with those, right?
Exactly. If they don't get one of these guys this year, I think he's going to get the attendance thing, the revenue thing is going to be worse.
Can I give
you? And
you're
right, Hollis, because they could sell the ballpark for being brand new the first few years, but then they needed a contender. Mm-hmm. And then 2007, they win the division. 2008, they win the World Series. And then after that, 9, 10, and 11, that place was jam-packed until late 2012 when the sellout streak ended. After that, when they went into the pits, and trust me, take it from a season ticket holder's perspective. I know you're down there. You're down there, a couple times a week there, Hollis. I'm down there too. Pretty much, like once every homestand right now. Back before I had kids, it was a lot different. I was going all the time, but I see how it is. And the energy in the ballpark, like I'm telling you, when you feel the energy in the ballpark on your television at home because of, you're watching it on Comcast.
Yeah.
When you feel that energy, you want to be a part of it. You want to be down there. You want to be around it. But that ups the ticket prices, especially in the secondary market. I can't give away my tickets right now. No. I can't even, hey, do you want this ticket? I'll tell you what, I'll pay you $20 a ticket. Back then,
I'll give you my ticket and a lap dance.
People were begging for my tickets. They'd be like, we'll pay you $50. No, I'm going to the game. I'm watching Doc Holliday pitch.
Rob, what do you want to say, Rob?
Yeah, Chris, this is Rob. I want to play devil's advocate.
What's up, Rob?
I don't think you have to sign either one of them. And let's admit that the Philly fan base, baseball fans in Philly, are complete morons. You're a season ticket holder. If you know baseball and you go to baseball games, you know that most people in that ballpark have absolutely no clue what they're looking at. And half of them didn't even know who Manny Machado was until people started talking about him. So when people start talking about all the fan base are idiots. So if we're going based on what the fan base thinks,
you can say that about any fan base.
Well, I'm talking about specifically baseball. It's the same assholes that are sitting there during a game when they throw to first base and the fans boo because they have no reason or no idea why they're thrown over the first base. So to say the fans are going to be upset, first of all, the fans are idiots, most of them. So let's get that right up. Let's get that clear right there. Second of all,
did I invite Rob today?
I think so. The weird thing is, I'm listening to him talk. It's like, but the fans are the ones who pay the checks. So it's like when the dust settles.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. But this whole thing, that we have to sign both of them. You don't have to sign either one of them. Manny Machado, get him at.
I don't want both of them.
If you don't listen, if you sign one of them, are you making the playoffs next year? No. If I'm the general manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, if I don't sign either one of them, I have one plan right now. The only plan right now for me is to trade for Mike Trout next year. That is the only plan that I have. So if I don't get either one of them, it's not the end of the world for me. That's kind of where I'm at.
Okay, but Rob, so they were linked earlier, probably a few weeks ago, back when the winter meeting, they were being linked to catcher JT Realmuto down in with the Marlins. Yeah. Okay, they were being linked to them, and when they came up short, it's because they didn't have enough. They didn't have enough for Realmuto. What makes you think that they're going to have enough for Mike Trout?
There's a huge difference. Mike Trout got offered an extension, which he declined. Mike Trout has a no-trade clause. The Angels are going nowhere. When the Angels are going to have to trade him, and they're going to have to trade him within a year and a half, because he's not going to re-sign. I'll tell you that right now. So normally,
but they're not going to give him away for fiber beans.
I didn't say they were going to give him away for fiber
beans. The Phillies need to have something to offer.
Exactly. They have plenty to offer.
What do we have to offer?
Hold on. Back up.
What do they have to offer?
I will tell you.
All right. I'm going to unmute every one of you motherfuckers.
They have the fifth highest rated farm system in Major League Baseball. So you can start with take our top three prospects. Then you can go with take our next three first-round picks. Then you can go with we'll take
Are you going to really bleed the system again? Oh, that's, isn't that what put us in the shit that we're in?
Yeah, thank you.
The Phillies are deeper in the farm system in the lower level.
Yeah,
if the Angels want to try and get something for them, they're not going to be interested in lower-level players.
I know for a fact, 100%, that the only team he would go to is the Phillies, and I know that 100%. That's the only team he would waive his no trade clause for. So if he's the only, that's the only team they're going to waive his no trade clause for. They're going to have to make something work whenever if that time comes and they decide to trade him
and
before he becomes a free agent.
That is a valid point.
Yeah, because
they're going to get nothing for him.
Yeah,
if he plays out his contract, and he would only come here, and we believe that's the case. He wants to come home. He's loved here.
Yeah,
you know he's got season tickets.
They pretty much blow him every Eagles broadcast.
I should blow him. He's
I would take one for the team and I would blow him if it got him here.
I'd blow him right in the middle of Broad Street.
I do not know what kind of fucking team this is.
There was a line back there somewhere, Q, and you crossed it.
For me, I hope Matt Klintak doesn't use that as a bargaining chip, because that's not going to get us anywhere.
Jesus,
Chris, what was that? We couldn't hear you.
I said I hope Matt Klintak doesn't use that as a bargaining chip, because that's not going to get us anywhere.
But when you look at what they've been doing, is like they keep getting these little stopgap band-aids. As a fan base, I'd be tired of that shit.
That's what they did with Santana.
With Santana, it's like you got McClutchie, who's on the tail end of his career. I like him. He's a good fielder. And he's decent. But you need some star power with this motherfucker. You need to get some people in there.
You're in a top five sports market in the city in the country. Okay, and you have money to spend. You've got the Yankees that are winning 100 games and going to the postseason. You've got the Red Sox winning 4 world championships in the last 15 years. The Mets, surprisingly, as much as they screw up outside of trading for Robinson Cano, who's 35, they've gotten better this offseason. The Braves have gotten better. The Nationals have gotten better. Maybe not so much because they lost Harper too, but they picked up Corbin. The thing is, the division is going to be tougher next year. And the Phillies, if they're going to compete in that division, they have to make moves. And Harper and Machado, to me, it's a no-brainer. If you can get one of them to come here, you're not going to labor your payroll by signing one of them. They haven't spent money in years. They have so much money, it's not even funny.
What was that Comcast?
They need to make a move.
What was that Comcast contract worth?
$2.8 billion.
Can I mention a point? I think that if we get Trout, it puts asses in the seats. If we make moves now, it makes us a contender, and I think that's the difference for me.
But if you sign Harper or Machado, though, it's not going to deter you from getting Mike Trout.
Right.
You're still going to have to get a pitcher or two in there.
It's not going to deter that.
Still going to have to get a pitcher or two in there. But you know what I really did like?
What's that?
The fact that Phillies Nation has no material whatsoever, and their big story was that the Phillies were at Tulowitzki's workout.
Oh, God.
I was going to bring that up, but I kind of figured you'd laugh if I said, hey, if they don't get Machado, we can bring a Tulowitzki to play here.
I'd bring him as a bench player.
Did you also know that they were in Vegas and Harper met with everybody but them?
I know.
Outside of Vegas, so it's like
it's a smoke screen, Hollis. It's a smoke screen.
Yeah, it's one hell of a smoke screen. I'll tell you what.
Hey, Chris, we appreciate you calling in as always, brother. We're gonna have a little bit more for you in the upcoming weeks, hopefully, and maybe we'll get a Christmas present. Who knows? But I don't think either one of those guys are gonna sign anytime soon.
I hope so. I hope they do.
Well,
what do you think that window is?
When do I think a deal's gonna be made?
Yeah. I think Harper
after
can
the
sit,
holidays.
Yeah, I think Harper
after
can
the holidays
sit there.
At this point.
But I mean, how deep does it go? I mean, you got to obviously you got your pitchers
well,
and catchers
Harper,
reporting when
Harper's agent is Boris. So I think Machado signs with a team first.
I think Boris right Harper, now is buying Harper his 27th yacht, waiting for this new contract.
Wow.
Hey, brother, if we don't talk to you, man. Merry Christmas to you and yours, your father. Tell the missus and the rest of the crew. We love them.
Absolutely, brother. Love you guys too. And Thanks for having me, and look forward to doing this again. Merry Christmas to all you guys.
All right, brother.
Good night, Chris. Feliz Navidad.
Fuck Feliz Navidad.
Thanks, man. Take it easy.
I don't want to talk too much Phillies. We need to take a break here, but okay. Rob's got points. Yeah. You know, it's not the end of the world if we don't get them. But I do think after what the Phillies had said, right. if you don't get one of them, if you don't pull the trigger, if you don't overspend, and he's right, you know, they've got a ton of money.
It's just one thing. I just want.
You will let me finish, and then I will let you speak. Jesus, Hollis. Because I already know your four moves down. Slow down. All right. If you don't make the move, do you have any faith in this organization after them saying what they said?
I don't have faith in them now.
Well, now, the thing that I was going to say is if you don't get the guys – if you put forth the effort and we know that you're going after him and we know that you made a viable effort, then I think people will be happy with that. But just to sit there and not do shit, not even have a guy in here, you was in his fucking city and you didn't even get a meeting with him.
That's the shit
we talk about.
But here, and this goes along with what Philly said. We are going to overspend. Mm-hmm. We are going to spend silly dollars. All right. Well, you obviously have done one of two things. A, you haven't done that or right. offered it, or B, you've put yourself in such a bad fucking spot that nobody wants to come here.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Ooh, because
I hadn't looked at it that way.
Because the manager, you know that Zach Greinke out in Cali, they was about to hire him with the Dodgers, and he said, "You hire him, you trade me ASAP."
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's one of those things, and the other part of what I was going to say is when you look at the way the last part of the season ended, and everybody not playing small ball, trying to hit a home run, trying to run the count instead of getting people on base,
yeah, trying to get their contracts up.
Yeah, it's like what are you doing? And the epic fail. We were 15 games above 500 in first place.
Yeah, trying to get paid.
Oh man, it was horrible.
Anyway, we're gonna take a quick break here on the show, and we'll be back with. Well, we'll be back as soon as I figure out where my volume is here.
What'd you do?
I don't know. Did you hear that? What's up?
I don't know. I just work here.
Man, what's going on here?
I don't know.
You're try that again.
Can't hear anything.
I can hear.
Oh, my God. We're not going to break yet.
We're not
going
to go to break. What the hell did you do, Diaz?
I don't know. Diaz.
Well, he's sitting in Diaz chair, so. My bad, Rick.
This is weird.
Is it on mute? I hear it faintly.
All right, we're back on the Sports Blizzard here in our beautiful Northern Liberty Studios, high atop the skyline here in, what is this, Northeast?
Northern Liberty. Do you even know where you're at in your own
No, the Northeast,
place?
It's like Northeast from Center City.
No, it's really just North.
Just North.
It's just North, really. Northeast is as you go up 95 a little bit towards...
I know Northeast Philly, but like
it's north of Old City, but it's northeast of Center City.
It's okay. Northeast of Center City.
Just say you're off Delaware Ave.
I'm talking skyline here.
Okay, it is luscious.
Anyway, you guys can all suck a dick.
Overlooking the brewery at Yards.
But apparently, I'm the one that's going to be doing that in order to get Mike Trout here.
Yeah, I was about to say we know your price already. So.
All right, everybody, remind you of our sponsors once again: Miller Lite, Yards Brewery, Stateside Vodka, Bucks County Baseball Company, 422 Jeep Limerick, all the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Delilah's. Make sure if you guys want, hey, all the big dogs are coming over to Delilah's in hour and a half to 2 hours. We will be there. They're having their annual holiday party. It is always a good time. It is loaded with women this evening.
Oh, yes.
Which... I'll go to high schools with you.
I'll go to high
He's
schools
He's a ladies'
with you.
Man.
There it was. Bourbon Blue, the Bayou, and Cactus, the Manayunk Sport and Social Club, and all of the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and Market East. All right, let's talk some birds.
Oh, yeah. What do you want to know about them?
Go ahead and start talking
about the elephant in the room.
I know. I love the win. We're all happy about that. Mm-hmm. Yay. But I'm still wondering about some of those JV calls. Mm. I don't like
the pick. The pick you
it's an ill-advised. Okay, yeah. So I've talked about this on social media. Right. If you guys haven't listened, you're 10 minutes to go. You are up 17 points.
Yep.
Yeah, 17 points.
All right, now a touchdown puts that game out of reach.
Right.
Right.
However, a field goal almost does as well, making it three fucking touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, it's not as if, you know, it doesn't become a four possession game. It still stays a three possession game. But I'm wondering why you're not running the ball the entire time there. You've got Adams and Smallwood that had really really good games, and the offensive line is doing well.
No, they're dominating.
Yeah,
they're
doing good.
At that point, they were dominating.
And at that point, why are you not, at the very least, take 2 minutes off the clock?
Take advantage of what you're being given recurrently.
Yeah, and if anything else, you're forcing LA to take their timeouts.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, I don't think they're going to do it at that point, so you're going to run 2 minutes off the clock.
Right.
40 second. You take a delay a game on your punt. Push back 5 yards, and it's probably even better for him because then he can leg the ball and put it within the 10.
When you think about what you were just saying, Smallwood, we hadn't seen him play like that in ever.
But he was running for his life.
And you know what that was? That's sitting your ass on the bench and watching everybody else get your fucking reps.
Yeah.
And you get out there and you're supposed to perform. That's how it's supposed to be done.
Exactly.
So it's like
he ran for his life, and he did well.
It was awesome too. Just to see the kid finally come around to see if this is what I'm supposed to be doing. If I want to stay on the field, if I want to earn playing time, this is what I need to do. Because you got a guy who somersaulted you, who came in and is a rookie, and then he's getting more playing time than you.
Right.
So as soon as you get your ass on the field, you're supposed to do exactly what he did.
Yeah.
Now we a lot of ducks,
right?
But is it safe to – so we can all agree that was just stupid fucking play calling.
Yeah, it was a bad play calling, yeah.
I mean, and what if you get a first down? Then you do it again, you know, do you have that little confidence in your run game? When they're playing well.
Remember when I told you he wants to be the dwarf in a room full of midgets?
Yeah.
It's just trying
to outthink.
Yeah, it's just trying to outthink everybody and surprise, kind of like lightweight surprise everybody. Nobody's going to be fucking surprised if you throw the ball all the time.
Guess what? If you run the ball that series,
mm-hmm.
that game is over.
Pretty much. Remember when I said the offensive line is dominating? If you go back and look at some of those plays leading up to that, they was killing Aaron Donald. They were double teaming. He didn't know what was coming.
He wasn't effective.
Yeah, he wasn't effective at all. And it's like, and then you had their secondary running into each other. It's like, with those offensive runs that you had, you could have got you another pass in there, a pass or two in there that would have sealed the deal.
Right.
But
you also didn't have to, you know, try to pick up. Why are you trying to pick up that much yard anyway?
Yeah.
This reminds me of the Patriots game in New England in 2007. When A.J. Feely was our starting quarterback.
A.J. Touchy Feely.
And this was, keep in mind, this is the fucking year the Patriots went 17-0.
Yep.
All right. We had a chance to fucking beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And Westbrook was killing them mm-hmm. with 5 to 7 yards every time he touched the ball. There's a minute and 54 seconds left. We're coming in off the 2 minute warning.
Mm-hmm.
And Reed decides to call a fucking 30-yard bomb into the end zone that gets intercepted.
Yep. Can you reach the rights checks?
Does it? Are these guys that ass back? I get it. You know, a lot of them are. They played the game for years. They're trying to outthink everybody. But why does it always seem like they're playing small ball when they should be throwing down the field, and they're throwing downfield whenever they're supposed to be playing fucking small ball?
It's weird that you ask that question because we're playing with these guys and looking at some of the shit that they call. It's like everybody knows that you're going to try to trick fuck them. Everybody knows that you want to be the smartest guy, so they already know that stupid shit is coming. It's like you've done it over and over and over and over again. You've yet to do what you're supposed to do. I feel like when we run the ball, when I'm running the ball to somebody, you got to go for that fucking jugular vein. Because running the ball on the defense is fucking demoralizing, and you can't do shit about it.
Especially
he's getting 3, 5, 6 yards a pop.
Especially when the O-line has confidence.
And then they're talking shit to the defense. They talking shit to the defensive linemen and the linebackers because they're whooping your ass. It's like, but if you have a coach, a coach is going back and forth like this, the offensive line don't get to do that. It's like, and the passes would be so much fucking easier. You know why the passes would be so much easier? Because the linebackers know that you're running the ball, and it's a gap space in between.
Gives that half a step.
Yeah, get that half a step in between that you need to get the passes that you want. But it's like we always think that we can reach the Rice checks.
Yes, I think it's the
you don't know what reach the Rice checks mean, do you?
I have no idea.
That means I'm with a bunch of midgets and I'm the dwarf and the Rice checks are on the top shelf. Can you reach the Rice checks? Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I prefer corn checks, but that's me.
They're on the top shelf, though. Can you reach them?
Yeah, I think it's more or less them trying to break tendency.
Yeah, but we do.
By surprise, maybe I'm not.
This is the thing that I hate because I know what you're saying. The thing I hate about that is if you got me out there fucking delirious as a defender, I don't give a fuck. I'm not worried about your damn tendencies now.
Yeah,
I'm fighting for my life. I'm trying not to get on TV. I'm trying not to be on somebody's highlight reel getting Peterode. You know what Peterode means, don't you?
Get
your dick knocked in the dust. it means you getting your, in the immortal words of Carolyn Thomas, getting your back dirty. Don't get your back dirty.
Gosh, you're making me feel more important than a dwarf among midgets.
Exactly.
Hey, can you reach the Crispix?
Yes, I can.
Crispix, man.
Crispix.
Do they still make that?
Yes, they do. Yes, I can.
Rob, join in, brother. Come on.
No, I'm just letting you guys go.
Yeah. Rob, what do you think, Rob? You watch the game like we do.
Yes.
And you see the calls that we're talking about. What do you think is going on in their mind?
I was just angry. I was more angry during the game, to be honest with you. Because I said, you ran the ball 29 times. Why couldn't you do that all year? Run the ball.
To what you guys are talking about, this is how bad that shit is. If you listen to the broadcast, when they got down to the 1 yard line one time, Mike Quick said, you think they're just going to run the ball in, or you think they're going to get cute? Murray's like, they're probably going to get cute.
No.
that's how bad that shit is.
Oh, my God. I love your Merrill voice.
That's how they're probably going to get cute.
What if they run Marshawn Lynch?
Oh, my God. That's another one of those things.
Right?
That's another one of those things. You got the baddest running back in the land. You got the Super Bowl on the line.
His ass 4 times.
Exactly.
They think too much.
And this is a defensive tackle.
Yeah.
Telling you.
Yeah, but see.
Eventually you're going to get in.
Well, yeah, eventually you're going to get in. And the thing is when they go to that pass play, you just give me a down off.
Right.
You give me a down off, and if you incomplete that, the next run play, I'm stuffing that shit.
Yeah.
So that's what it's like. If you got somebody on their heels like that, you don't let them go sub out. You see the big dogs over there with their hands on their knees, huffing and puffing. You got them on the heels.
Put the foot on the jugular.
Yeah, crush it.
Don't let off.
Are we going to talk about God? The guy that makes the guy that is the best player in the history of the world, the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that.
Who?
What do you mean? Who's the guy that played on Sunday? Wins?
He's not a god. He's a saint.
Oh. Yeah. Are you talking about Foles?
Yeah.
Saint Nick.
I am so Hollis. I don't know how you deal with it. I can't listen to any sports talk radio because the amount of morons and jackasses that call in, I can't do it. I can't listen to it.
Are you talking about them talking about trading Wins?
Yes.
And you don't trade Wins, but you don't trade Wins. You don't trade Wins, but you don't put him back in this year.
If he's not 100% healthy, I don't put him back in.
But you don't put
him. Yeah. Now, okay. Here's an interesting. Scenario.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Eagles win out.
Okay.
Make the playoffs.
Right.
Okay. Go on a run.
Right.
Do you re-sign Foles?
Damn, no. Skippy. No.
Yeah, I do.
Hold on. As a starter?
Absolutely.
Hold on. As a starter?
Not as a starter.
Sign him as a starter.
Yeah, Daniel $7 million.
I know. Yeah, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Does he want to stay here as a backup?
He does want to stay, but he wants to stay here. That's the thing.
Okay.
That's why,
he was thinking
reason,
about retiring.
Yeah, the only reason why I will resign Nick is because he wants to be here, and he wants to be on a winning team. He's at the point in his life where just going to get some fucking money is not that fucking important. You want to be winning.
He already has money.
Yeah, he already has money. Yeah, you want to fucking win,
baby. It doesn't matter what flavor. it don't matter.
I take him as a backup.
Last
weekend he got $500,000 bonus.
Yeah, $500,000. You knew that, didn't you,
Nick?
Yeah, you didn't know
for
that.
What?
$250,000 and then $250,000
for the
win. Yeah. Yes, and he'll do that for the next 2 weeks.
For the next 2 weeks,
really? Very nice.
That's placed into his contract.
I didn't know that.
He could easily make another $10 to $15 million.
And I think to buy his option, he has to buy his option out this year. So I think he owes the team those bonus. It's like $2 million if he wants to buy out this year.
Well, I don't think he has to buy. He don't have to buy. They restructured it because some of the guys took.
They restructured that when they restructured.
So he doesn't have to put up $2 million.
You think
to buy
Nick Foles is going to want to go to like Buffalo or someplace? Yeah, and get his teeth knocked in. He's not going to want to do that.
Okay. All right. But hold on a second. Now, what says you have, I'm trying to think of a good example of a team that's kind of right there but doesn't have a quarterback.
Only place I can think of is the Cardinals, but they got the kid that they drafted. I think he sucks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and do the Cardinals take a chance on spending money again they did for Sammy Sleeves, throwing $20 million at some knucklehead for a year?
That was the most horrible thing. And then,
tell me Sam Bradford will not play in the NFL
again. I hope
again.
Not. But
he has been the biggest fucking thief
Mark
in this entire
Sanchez
sport.
Is Mark Sanchez. In the NFL. So why do you think Sam Bradford might not get back in?
Yeah, but Mark Sanchez is a very good-looking man.
This is true. He is a handsome man.
Any Italian or Latino or something?
Sanchez is Latino. It's Latino.
That was awkward. I didn't know. When I talked to him, I was telling him he sucked, but I didn't know in what language to tell him.
You sucko.
You sucko.
Sucko.
Yeah. So, but you, when you look at it too, it's
Washington will be a good team.
What's that?
Washington.
Washington's still Washington.
See, I was thinking Denver.
Yeah.
They pay Case Keenum, but that could be.
Yeah, they gave him a 3-year deal, right?
Yeah. But they could be nulled out, though. They can get rid of him.
Yeah, I think they could get rid of him.
But that is a Denver is a good idea, though. Denver.
That's not a bad spot for him to be.
They have the receivers that who actually hurt, and they have a decent running game and a good defense. So, and all they really miss is Case Keenum he was good.
How do you feel about them getting rid of Demaryius? What did they get for him?
Was it second or third round pick? It was a nice pick. Third.
I think it's third round pick.
They weren't going to be able to sign him.
Is that what it
was?
They
weren't going to be able to sign him.
But he's due 16 next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing, too, is like, what do you think about Minnesota going out and spending all that fucking money for Kirk Cousins, who sucks ass?
No.
And for $84 million, and you don't. You're not anywhere near the team you were last year.
He's matched up with the wrong head coach.
Yeah, I
Kirk Cousins just sucks, dude. Yeah,
I'm not saying he was worth all that money, but I don't think he was matched with the right coach.
He blow if for $84 million, you better get on the right fucking
he's
page.
Bad.
Yeah, $84 million guaranteed.
He's a lame.
Yes,
you think he's that bad? I think if he had a better coach that was passing oriented instead of running oriented.
He needs to run because he's not that pass oriented type guy.
Well, I mean, you got the wide receivers.
You got the best
in the league, not to mention a good tight end.
Captain Demps joining us from D.C. What's up, brother?
What's up, boys? How are you?
How you doing there, Captain?
What's up, Captain?
I'm doing pretty good. I had to mute this fucking show, though. I heard about all this dick sucking for baseball players.
Yeah, you didn't hear me? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I had to ask him what the fuck team did they
play. One guy said he would suck dick.
If you're going to get the greatest baseball player in the last 40 years, and he's going to come to Philly, I'll blow him in the middle of Brawl Street.
Good.
I wasn't the only one.
No.
Not at all. Hollis was the only one to keep it real and say hell no, so I appreciate it, Hollis. Thank you.
You guys are just keeping it black. Chill out.
It was not I.
So,
Cap, what do you? Our next question on our run sheet, and it's a little nerve wracking of a question. It might open up a can of worms that we're a little bit nervous about opening. Mm-hmm. But it's evident that Foles was able to. All right, let's surmise this season. Mm-hmm. All right, Wentz isn't healthy enough to return in the beginning of the season.
Right.
Foles looks like dog shit in the first two games, but he didn't have anybody to fucking throw to.
But it's like when you look at that in that part.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Four moves down.
Well, no, I'm not four moves down.
No, you are.
The hangover was still pretty strong at that point.
Now you're starting to hear, because you lose to Tampa, which you're expected to win.
Right.
All right. And all of a sudden, coach goes, general manager goes, all right, we got to put Wentz in and, you know, get this train back on. Now, Wentz starts to get progressively worse.
Yep.
Or kind of consistent bad.
Yeah, consistently bad.
Now, Foles comes back, and all of a sudden, more receivers are getting the – Alshon Jeffery is getting the ball like a number one receiver should be.
Exactly.
Is there a concern here that Carson Wentz is what changes there? Like, okay, obviously, you know, Zach Ertz wasn't the main target for Nick this week. The whole field was.
Right.
Why was that the issue? You know, Golden Tate got the game.
The pitcher, yeah.
You know, what's the problem there? That's a huge concern. Cap, what do you think?
I mean, I think that probably tells you that, look, you and I have done this all year and said what was wrong with him. And I think what that says to me is he is actually hurt. He's looking for what I can do right. Here's what I know. That I can do, and I can throw to this guy right here because he's overthrowing players, underthrowing players, just not accurate, taking sacks, fumbles. I mean, all of that bad football stuff. So, look, man, I'm glad Nick's in. The team woke up, and the concern for me, though, to kind of move left, how the fuck is a guy going to fix a vertebrae with rest? I'm no doctor, but that would involve some kind of medicine.
I think he's probably going to get an infusion or something.
Have you had a stress fracture?
Well,
it takes a long time to heal.
I played with a stress fracture in my foot for 12 weeks.
Me too.
So I mean, when
they give you Motrin for ankles.
I played with a stress fracture in my foot for 13 weeks.
Well, go ahead. Yeah, that's good. But to what you guys are saying, I felt like he rushed back too.
Yeah. And I think they rushed him back.
No, I think he rushed himself back.
Yeah.
Because when you look at the Tampa Bay game that you're speaking of, Nick Foles didn't go out there and get beat deep on the very first play of the fucking game. Nick Foles didn't do that by any stretch of means. He had us back in the game with mediocre receivers at best. When he came back in and we had the full arsenal, he showed what he can do with a full arsenal. The exact same thing should have been going with Carson, because Carson was like that last year. Carson spread the ball around a lot last year. When he was 11-2 before he went down, he spread the ball around a lot. He's trying to press too hard because somebody's got a Super Bowl championship and an MVP, and it ain't him.
Let's not forget what Carson said last year after the Super Bowl. He said, "That's me next year." He wanted nothing more than to do the exact same thing. I think he put himself under too much pressure.
And not only that, it's another guy who's got the exact same fucking injury a month before he did, and he's back and he's doing great now. You know who that is? Deshaun Watson, who we're about to play. He came back in the allotted time, in the allotted year, because he got hurt a month before Carson.
Yeah.
If you wait that year and you get to – and I felt like if he would have saw a little bit more football and just seen what he could do and not been pressing so much, because it's just like Captain said. It seems like he's pressing, and he's going to what he knows. And it's like he throws to the fucking swing guy so damn late that he's going to get somebody murdered out there. It's like, case in point, in the Rams game, how many times did Nick go through his progressions real quick and throw to the swing guy in enough time to where he could get 5-6 yards?
He did it a lot.
So it's like when you see that they double bracketed your main guy, you got to go somewhere else. And you got to go somewhere else quick.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's going to be talking about the offensive line boys are blocking for him. They blocked for 3 or 4 fucking seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's lifetime.
Plenty.
You know who's got the quickest release in the NFL? Fucking Phillip Rivers. He throws sidearm. He's got his release is like 1-point-some-odd seconds.
Yeah.
So you can't blame it on the offensive line.
Yeah. But also with Carson Wentz, it's believed that he had the same injury in college as well with his back.
I didn't know that.
Damn. I think they said high school, I think.
It doesn't fucking
Somebody
matter.
Reported it yesterday. The
it doesn't
before,
matter.
Yeah.
It might have happened in high school as well. But
okay, who was the jackass that reported that the Philadelphia Eagles medical staff did not tell Carson Wentz about a stress fracture in his back?
I don't know. Well, see, it's the new medical staff. That's another thing, too.
That was a local channel.
Yeah, it was a local channel. It's the new medical staff is
fucking morons.
They're great at paperwork, but they're not great like the old staff was great at diagnosing things and telling people. This new, they're just good at paperwork, apparently. And not diagnosed.
Oh, I think they were looking for a new article, man. They were looking for something else because we weren't winning every week. They were looking for something else to report on.
Everybody kept on pumping up Carson, talking about Carson's stats, and I was like, those stats mean nothing to me if we don't have a W in a win column.
Not at all. It was kind of
pointless. He was 70%. I was like, because he's 80% of the time he's the one to Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
On a quick
Thank
out.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so let's we're gonna start wrapping this up, but okay. We want to get into predictions, and then we got an hour worth of Rob V show, and I want everybody to hang around for that because – We're gonna get off. We're gonna get off sports and start talking about some other fun shit there. And Rob's gonna take over at that point. But playoff scenario. All right, here's the deal. I mean, does anybody really think that the Cowboys can lose to the Bucks and the Giants, who have combined wins of what, 10?
Probably not.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible. Yeah,
I know, but
they're gonna drop one of them.
They're gonna drop one of them. It's like
but that doesn't matter to us.
All we need is Minnesota to drop one.
Yeah,
I'm all about what Camus said.
That's the real question here. So, you've got, and I want to pull this up just to make sure. Mm-hmm. You've got the Saints that are 11 and 3.
Is it 12 and 3 or did they have their bye already?
It's
11 and 3. Everyone's had their bye. It's week 16.
Yeah. You need the Vikings to lose one game and us to win our last two.
I understand that, but I'm trying to.
The Vikings have a real chance of losing.
Yeah, they do.
Well, what I'm trying to find out is how much we are.
12 and 2.
The Vikings have Detroit and the Chicago. Bears.
Yeah, so
Detroit game is nothing.
Well, no, you have to look at Detroit, though, right? Yeah, you have to look at both of those games because they're division games.
No, this is where I'm going with this.
Correct.
The Rams are 11 and 3.
Right.
Okay.
Does Chicago have a chance?
First round bye.
Yep.
Of getting a first round bye if the Rams lose another game.
Yes, they do.
Because they will tie and they win the tiebreaker.
How do they beat them? Because they beat them.
And they're playing with their hair on fire right now.
Oh my God! Who would ever have thought that? Yeah. They draft Mitchell and all of a sudden they're winning 11 fucking games.
Khalil Mack changed the whole fucking atmosphere over there.
Dude, as soon as
why is he not in the Pro Bowl?
Khalil Mack's not in the Pro Bowl?
What?
Yeah, he's in the Pro Bowl. Him and the D-tackle.
Okay, I was about to say.
Under what position?
Outside linebacker.
Oh, all right.
go back and check, Captain.
Oh, my God, you sounded demoralized there, Captain.
He's like, I'm hanging up now.
But no, it's like when you look at it, and you know who looks the stupidest in that whole ordeal? It's fucking John Gruden out there with the Raiders. He got rid of Amari Cooper and Khalil Mack, and both of those people are flourishing.
But he's got a bunch of picks now.
He does have a lot of picks.
I disagree with what he did. That's the whole justification that he's going to build his team.
You know, he can build whatever the fuck he wants to.
Yeah, fuck him.
You're going off of what is and what could be.
10-year deal to a coach. Yeah, Are you kidding me?
You're going off what is and what could be.
Rex, you're like the Ed McMahon for Hollis. Whatever Hollis does, you just trumpet it. Trumpet him.
You are correct, sir.
Over there. He's Johnny Carson. You're Ed McMahon.
Shut the fuck up.
Before you know, you're gonna be hosting bloopers and blunders and practical jokes.
And don't forget Publishers Club.
Rob, I got your number.
Yeah, good.
Can we beat Houston?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Are we all saying that because we're back on the bandwagon?
No, I'm saying.
I've always been on the bandwagon.
I can give you a couple of quick reasons, real quick.
Let's talk matchup.
Okay, the couple of quick reasons. Deshaun Watson has been hit over 100 times. He's been sacked the most in the NFL 52 times. The offensive line is a slightly switched cheese. Their defense, which they have an awesome fucking defense, but they have their one guy who can't get right in a clutch situation. He either jumps off sides or roughing the passing penalty.
Clowney.
And keeps the other people's drive just going for some fucking out reason.
Is Clowney that much of an idiot?
Oh, my God. It's like last game they had a 12-play drive. And three plays, he roughed the quarterback. He jumped off sides. And he was holding. Defense holding.
He's undisciplined.
Yeah, he can't get right.
Really?
And I watched the Jets game against the Texans. They played sloppy and uninspired. And they
are playing. Jets have a pretty good defense.
Yes, they do.
But they're playing
for. Houston still put up 28 on them.
Yeah.
They're playing on a first for a first round bye.
Well, yeah. Two guys are hurt too, though. The running back, the good running back Miller, he's hurt.
Yeah.
He's day to day on the ankle.
And Hopkins is
and
hurt.
Hopkins' hands is hurt, but we'll see how much it's hurt. If he comes out, if we see after the first couple of plays, you'll see how hurt it is. Because he was playing on the adrenaline last week, and he caught that last touchdown pass, which was beautiful.
Cap prediction.
I'll give it to you. It's way more simple than that. We got the third ranked red zone defense.
Right.
Theirs is like 26. So all the stuff that we do wrong, we'll do just enough right to score more points than those Hookers and keep them out there. I mean, the line started out, we were down. Now I think we're -1, I think it is. So, you know, I'm in with Nick. I'm in with the Birds. I'm in with 9-7. And I'm going to take my chances.
All right. Pops, what do you think?
I think Houston's going to win by 4. Yeah, has Houston.
Okay, turn his mic off.
Has Houston ever beat the Eagles? Realistically.
No, Houston never beat the Eagles.
I don't think they ever beat them.
Houston's never beat the Eagles. And last time.
Houston's never beat the Eagles?
I don't think so.
Houston beat the Eagles in 2012.
Did they?
Yeah. When we were down there,
there
was a bad. There was a bomb.
Yes, you wore my hat.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I didn't think they beat him yet. But he's like, when you look at it, when you look at what he's saying, it would be feasible. But I think they got too much. They're already in playoffs. So I think they got.
Okay.
Too
so
many
hold
injuries.
On, go Pops. On.
They're still fighting, but they're still fighting for their number 2 seed. Yeah, the number 2 seed is still important to them, and in their last game of the week.
I hope it is. That's the only thing they're playing for right now.
Yeah, that's the only thing left because. You know, I think if they lose, then New England holds a tiebreaker.
Who do they? Does anybody know who they play in Week 17?
Yeah, they play Jacksonville. Cupcake.
It's kind of a cupcake.
But I'll tell you what. Talk about a team that had
they beat Indy though.
They gave.
Who knows who's going to show up that every week with them?
With who?
The Jags.
They won one game in the last 8.
Yeah they're terrible.
And we're pretty much set on them being the Detroit
Lions. That Blake Bortles thing has really come back to bite them in the ass.
But they beat. The Colts, and that's their only loss in the last 8 games.
The score was 6-0.
The score was 6-0. They blanked the Colts.
6-3 or something?
Six to nothing.
Rob, what do you think?
I got the Eagles by field goal. Close game field goal.
Rex?
I'm going 27-24, just like Rob. Three point favorite.
Big dog?
24-17 Eagles.
I am going to once again say it's our last home tailgate of the year, more than likely. And we are going to win our tailgate 1-0.
Now he doesn't make predictions anymore.
Right in the fucking fence.
See
huh?
Who he's betting. You'll find out.
I'll be betting the over.
Betting the over, you son of a.
And root him in.
Cap, we appreciate you calling in, baby.
Hey, love you. See you Sunday. Be easy, guys.
All right.
Good night, Captain.
All right, you guys. We're going to take a few song break here, and then we're going to come right back, but we're going to be on a different channel.
Oh, cool.
So make sure that you guys go to robvradio.com if you want to hear the rest of the banner that's going to take place. You can also listen live on TuneIn Radio, and you can download on iTunes, the Rob V Show.
Any podcasting service.
Any podcasting service. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, we are also now on the Sports Blizzard on iTunes and Google Play, so you guys can get us now. Yeah. Step sauce. Up, finally. All right, you guys. Once again, our sponsors, Miller Lite. If you're drinking beer, you're drinking Miller Lite. If you're not drinking Miller Lite, you're drinking Yards. Their beautiful new facility and brewery right here in beautiful, historic Northern Liberty, stateside vodka, if beer is not your thing. Distilled right here in Fishtown, Bucks County Baseball Company. It is not too late to get a delivery by Christmas. BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. The online store is even bigger than their actual facility. 422 Jeep Limerick. Go ask for our good friend Mike McVeigh over there. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Riverdeck, Head House, Rittenhouse, and University City. Delilah's, we got about an hour and a half before we are over at the holiday party. Getting festive.
Oh.
Bourbon. And Pops is ready, obviously. Bourbon Blue, the Bayou, and Cactus in Manioc, along with the Manioc Sport and Social Club, and all of our City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly Fishtown, Logan Square, and Market East. Boys, I'm hoping We're day after Christmas celebrating a W.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you guys next week.